In our courting years, Southern Sarah, my soon-to-be wife, visited my Pennsylvania home for the first time. To greet her flight from sunny, warm North Carolina, a blizzard blew in and gave the frozen March ground another foot of snow. When my usually polite father took her jacket, he was surprised by its lightness. "Where's your winter coat?" he asked. Equally surprised, Sarah replied, "That is my winter coat." And so began this union of a rural Pennsylvanian to a Southern belle from the city of Charlotte. And though we live in Southwest Virginia now, this union of families and cultures, this mix of city and country, North and South, always has been rich with love and humor. For example, later on that same winter excursion, we went for lunch at a small diner. Sarah, of course, ordered sweet tea. This made the Pennsylvania waitress pause and ask, "Hot tea? No, sweet tea." "Oh, honey, we only serve that during the summer. Come back in July." Sarah drank a Coke instead. Sarah has gotten her fill of odd Pennsylvania ways, like how my cousins always say, "pretty good," and also the Amish buggies that regularly roll through our village. She's still fascinated by local names like Fogelsanger, Diffenbaugh, Newtelski, words that sound normal to me. She's tried oysters and pawnhaus and has helped butcher turkey and deer. Having given up the city, Sarah now chops wood, grows a garden, and loves it all. My mixing into Sarah's family has been equally enlarging. I've learned to love grits, especially with lots of butter and salt, though I don't think I'll ever like fried okra or sweet tea. I know now that to escape the humid lowland heat of summer, we go to the beach and not the shore, like I learned. I've become a Duke basketball fan, yelling for the boys with my mother-in-law. And most importantly, I've learned how to talk, tried at least, to add R's to the ends of words like sweeter for sugar and taters for potatoes, and to swallow last syllables. Fayetteville, PA, near my home, is a whole different word than the North Carolina town of Fayetteville. Sarah and I have had the most troubling fun with trying to understand each other's parents. She never knew oil has an R in it, or chimney, an L, until she met my father. I never knew that Carl, my father-in-law's name, rhymes with Paul, my brother-in-law. During one of my first holidays with the family, my mother-in-law told me to go fetch Arl from the basement, that she needed his help with the dinner turkey. It's dinner, by the way, and not lunch. I went downstairs and found both Carl and Paul piddling on a mower. Embarrassed and unsure which one to send, I simply asked, "Which one of you usually cuts the turkey?" Carl headed up, and I quietly laughed at myself. All of us in these two families have learned to love the grit of dialect and humor. We still have to listen closely to each other, but now, at least, I ask if I don't understand, and thankfully, they do the same.